Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Jan spent the first 18 years of her life in London, and she had an exciting childhood, as she told War Cry magazine. Rock and roll was happening. It was the era of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Her father came from a wealthy Jewish family, but had a problem with gambling, and marrying a non-Jewish woman added to her dad's family problems, according to Jan. As a result of the gambling, they were quite a poor family, but Jan's mum was a woman of strength and integrity. Jan got married at 18, migrated to Australia. The newlywed couple had great jobs, a wealthy lifestyle, and after 9 years, it all fell apart. But she had two wonderful sons from that marriage. After 6 years in the wilderness as a single mum, she met Richard and they married. Once again, this new couple both had good jobs, so money was flowing nicely for them, which pleased Jan because she tells us she was quite materialistic. Despite all this, Jan was empty. Each day, going to work and back, she passed the Salvos building. So one Sunday evening, she told her husband she was going to a church service there. Jan told us the message that was preached that night was like it was meant directly for her. There followed months of going to more services, asking questions about this God of the Bible, reading the scriptures to find out more for herself, and talking with other believers. And eventually, she decided she needed Jesus in her own life. So she surrendered her heart to God. Among other things, it filled the hole that materialism tried in vain to fill. Today, Jan is a welfare worker and loving life. Like it says in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. I'm Aaron Wright.